The Greymoor Friars Monastery is located on Atoman Mountain, near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Greymoor Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. Invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you transcribed each week by the Greymoor Friars, who offer this new series in the devout belief that the retelling of his tragedy and triumph will reawaken and strengthen your faith in and love of Christ. Now, Chapter 3, The Marriage Feast at Cana.
Do not be afraid, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he shall be king over the throne of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Now Andrew, the brother of Simon, was one of the two who had heard John and had followed him. And after he had broken bread with Jesus and talked with him throughout the night, he hurried to Simon's hut. And he broke in where Simon was resting.
Simon, Simon, we have found the Messiah.
Simon, versed in Scripture, and having too heard the words of John the Baptist, rose with hope and joy in his heart, and followed his brother to Jesus' hut. And Jesus was alone as they approached.
Rabbi, this is my...
Thou art Simon, the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas.
Which name, being interpreted from the Aramaic into Greek, is Peter, which means rock. And it was now about 3 months that Jesus had left his mother in Galilee, and it was time for him to return. The next day, he, with the 3 men who had been one to him, set out for Bethsaida. Meanwhile, Mary, mother of Jesus, had come to Cana to help prepare a wedding feast.
Mary, it was so good of you to come and help with the wedding.
Thank you, Deborah. It was kind of you to ask us.
But where's your son? The invitation was for him, too.
Jesus is in Judea.
Still in Judea?
Yes.
Well, I suppose he, along with the others, rushed to Bethany to see that John the Baptist.
John is his cousin, you know.
All this talk about a Messiah, a new day for the Jews. We live in hope and promise and whatever comes of it. Nothing.
But man can't live without hope.
Those old prophets talking of the golden day, Sometimes I wish they'd never made a prophecy.
Deborah.
It leads to nothing but trouble. And it has a bad effect on our children.
What do you mean?
Well, take the girls, for instance. 7 centuries ago, Isaias prophesied, "Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and he will be king of the Jews, the Messiah." Consequently, every Jewish girl dreams and thinks she'll be the one singled out to bear the Messiah.
Deborah.
And John calling himself the Baptist. But then there was always something a bit peculiar about him. And imagine Elizabeth suddenly having a child after being barren so many years.
I, too, was with child when I visited Elizabeth.
Oh, of course, I remember. Jesus and John were born in the same year.
Yes.
Ah, God has been good to you, Mary.
Yes, God has been good to me.
To have given you such a wonderful husband, and then to have escaped from that insanity of Herod at Bethlehem. Oh, how tragic it would have been had you stayed in Bethlehem a few days longer. You went to Syria, didn't you?
No. Joseph and I took Jesus to Egypt. We stayed until after Herod died, and then we came to Nazareth.
A premonition. That's what it was, a premonition.
Please, Deborah. We are all in the hands of God, and he will...
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. This is no way to be chattering. So much to do, and the guests about to arrive any minute. Will you watch the oven a moment? I'll be right back.
Yes. I'll take care of it.
At Bethsaida, Jesus rested with his companions and went into the village to buy supplies. On his return, he passed a young man who could not help but look at Jesus. But because of his shy nature, he did not speak to him. This man was Philip, who had heard Andrew and Peter talking of the Master. Jesus spoke to Philip,
"Follow me."
And Philip ran to his friend Nathanael, who was sitting in the shade under a fig tree.
Nathanael! Nathanael!
What is it, Philip? Why do you run?
I saw him. Just now. He spoke to me.
What? Who spoke to you?
Jesus. He was returning from the village. He was about to pass, but then turned and spoke to me. And he said, "Follow me."
Did you?
No, I came quick to tell you. Oh, Nathanael, he did not mean I was to follow him for the moment,
but forever. This I intend to do.
What? A stranger who spoke 2 words to you?
Nathanael, we have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote. Jesus, the son of Joseph of Nazareth.
Can any good come out of Nazareth?
Come and see.
Very well, Philip, since you seem so sure.
There he is, standing in the center of the group. Come, come, I'll take you to him.
Behold, a true Israelite, in whom there is no guile.
Whence knowest thou me?
Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee.
Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel.
Because I said to thee that I saw thee under a fig tree, thou dost believe me. Greater things than these shalt thou see. Amen, amen, I say to you, you shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Mary! Mary!
Here, Deborah, by the wine jar.
Mary, Jesus is at Bethsaida.
What? How do you know?
A man just came by who saw Jesus and several other men from Galilee. They were on their way to Nazareth.
Oh, then he doesn't know I'm here.
A messenger's been sent to tell Jesus you're here, and he and his friends are to come to the wedding.
Thank you, Deborah.
Deborah, hurry with the wine. My guests are thirsty.
Coming in a moment. Oh, Mary, I almost forgot. This visitor was in a great hurry. He was on his way north to tell people the news.
What news?
Oh, this great excitement along the Jordan. Men are saying they found the Messiah.
Deborah, what did you say? They have found a Messiah.
That's what they say. Everyone's wondering who it can be.
Deborah, will you hurry?
Right away. Mary, wouldn't it be wonderful if the long-awaited had really come?
Jesus, my son, my son.
The Talmud prescribes that the wedding festivities last 7 days. And it was the third day when Jesus and his disciples, as they now call themselves, arrived. They joined in the celebration. But at an early opportunity, Mary and Jesus withdrew to one side near the wine jars.
Look, empty. Not a drop of wine left.
Oh, goodness, and this one's empty, too.
Well, there's some in that last jar, but very little.
What happened to it?
There was some unexpected guest from Bethsaida.
Oh, heavens, now what are we to do? It'll be a disgrace. Out of wine on the third day of the wedding. Everything will be ruined.
Jesus, they have no wine.
What wouldst thou have me do, woman?
Oh, the poor groom. We can't order more wine.
My hour has not yet come.
Poor Deborah.
Well, there's only one thing to do. I'll tell the groom.
Servants, wait.
Yes. Yes, you called?
This is my son, Jesus. Do whatever he tells you.
What would you have of us, Rabbi?
Fill the jars with water.
But these are the jars for purification. They will not be used at once.
Fill the jars with water.
Very well, since your mother wishes it. Come, all of you, get buckets. Fill all 6 of these jars with water from the well.
Draw out now, and take to the chief steward.
Do as he says. Fill your pitchers with water and come with me. This will be a great joke. Wait till they taste this. Water!
Wait. Look at your pitchers. That's not water, it's red. Hand me a cup. I'm going to taste it. This is wine. Come, let's take it to the chief steward.
Most excellent wine. Where did it come from?
Deborah, this is most delicious wine.
You're the sly groom.
In what way, steward? This wine...
Every man at first sets forth the good wine. And when they have drunk freely, then that which is poorer. But thou hast kept the good wine until now.
I don't know what you're talking about. You know I couldn't afford wine like this. Where did you get it?
The servants just brought it in. I assumed that you had guided them to it.
No. Servant, come here.
Yes, master.
Where did you get this wine?
We went to the jars by the shed. They were almost empty. There was a lady nearby. This lady told us to obey her son. He directed us to fill the 6 jars with water.
What? Fill the jars with water?
Yes, master.
Which one was it?
Oh, one of the late arrivals. The one they call Jesus.
Very well, but you still haven't told me where you got the wine.
From those same jars, after we had filled them with water.
What? You don't mean to tell me a stranger told you to fill those jars with water and you obeyed him? Why?
Master, there's something in his manner which causes one to obey without question.
Let that pass. So you filled the jars with water. Then what?
He told us to bring it to the chief steward, and we did.
Servant, are you telling the truth?
I swear it. We poured clear water in the jars, and as we were bringing them to you, it became red wine.
This is most strange. Servant, why didn't you report this to me at once?
We were afraid, Master.
Of what were you afraid?
Master, only God has the power to make water become wine.
Filled to the brim, each with the same wine. This is unheard of.
It's a miracle. A miracle. Can it be that...
What's the matter? Why do you turn so pale?
Oh, let me sit down. That man who came by, he came from the Jordan. He said the Messiah had been found.
Yes, yes, I've heard the rumors, but what has that to do with us here?
6 late guests came from Bethsaida.
Come, come, Deborah, what's on your mind?
No, it's nothing. Let's go back to the table.
Not until you tell me what you think.
Could one among those 6 be the one? You know what I mean?
The Messiah?
Yes.
Deborah, you frighten me. Say nothing of what you suspect or think or of what has happened tonight.
Have no fear of that.
This woman who spoke to Jesus, which Mary was it?
Mary of Nazareth, mother of Jesus.
Find her and bring her to me.
What do you want with her?
I must question her.
Oh, please don't.
I must know where that wine came from.
Be satisfied that you have wine. Go back to your guests, laugh and sing with them and your bride, and let the mystery of the wine be revealed in God's own time.
I must know which of our guests can do these things.
Mary. Mary of Nazareth.
Here I am.
I must speak with you.
Yes?
You know that something's happened. Something mysterious and wonderful.
Yes, I know.
Where is your son?
He is with his friends.
Mary, who is your son?
He is my son.
But what is he?
Jesus is my son.
There was little wine. You spoke a few words to your son, and then there was plenty of most delicious wine. What did you say to him?
I only remarked what the servants had said. There is no wine.
Nothing more?
Nothing.
Mary, I no longer question from mere curiosity. There are many rumors afloat ever since John came out of the wilderness to preach and baptize. Certainly you too have heard of them.
Yes. I have heard.
Men are saying the Messiah has been found.
That, too, I have heard.
Mary, do you believe he has been found? That he is among us now, tonight?
That is not for me to say.
But, Mary, you were at the wine jars. Did you not ask that the jars be replenished?
No, I did not ask.
You merely remarked that there was no wine.
That is all.
A passing remark, perhaps prompted by a wish, and this thing happened.
Of course, I knew how disappointed everyone would be if the wine gave out. I appreciated Deborah's position.
And mine as host. I see my questions are painful to you. I'll ask no more. I sought you out to express my thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Mary, will you ask your son to bless my marriage?
That has already been done.
And the groom went back to his guests, and all drank deeply of the new wine, and they rejoiced. And the servants began to whisper among themselves. And little by little, men learned that the guest from Nazareth had, in a miraculous manner, changed the water from the well into wine.
I saw it with my own eyes.
You see?
I tasted the wine which a moment before was water.
I too.
Who is this man? Where does he come from?
What is the meaning of this deed?
I was standing near them, the rabbi and his mother, but I could not hear what was said. She seemed to be asking him for something. At first, he shook his head. Then he smiled at her, and she called us over and told us to do whatever her son asked. And we did. And there was wine in the pitchers when we carried it in. He gave us the wine at his mother's request.
Oh, she is fortunate to have such a son.
And we were fortunate he has such a mother who would ask him to do this thing.
Oh, yes, yes.
Tell him I had brought my brother, he spoke and called out his name, though he had never seen Simon before, saying, "Thou art the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas."
When Philip took me to him, he told me what I was doing, lying under a fig tree. And I at once believed Philip, who told me he had found the one of whom Moses and the prophets wrote.
He is the one of whom John spoke. There can be no doubt of it. After what has happened.
He told me I would see great things. Heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
The dream of Jacob. When he slept, he saw the ladder standing upon the earth, and the top touching heaven. The angels also of God ascending and descending by it. And the Lord, leaning upon the ladder, saying to him, "I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou sleepest I will give to thee, and to thy seed, and thy seed shall be the dust of the earth. And I will be thy keeper whithersoever thou goest, and will bring thee back into this land. Neither will I leave thee till I shall have accomplished all that I have said."
The Christ, the Son of God,
the Son of God,
God,
Christ, the Son of God.
This first of his signs Jesus worked at Cana of Galilee. And he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. He who had thrice rejected the bribes of Satan revealed himself in answer to his mother's unspoken thoughts. Hail Mary, Mother of Christ.
Do not be afraid, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall be called the Son of the Most High. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.